Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today is a very special Own Your Awesome. As you can tell by the title, we're talking all things LinkedIn, specifically how to own your awesome on the platform. Now you may be thinking, Miranda's never really done like an educational type strategy episode before, so I'm not really ready for this. I'm just in a car going to get some Starbucks. I just wanted to be inspired. Don't press pause yet, my friend. I promise you, you will get something from this. As you know, if you followed me for any sort of time now, that I am a LinkedIn strategist, a personal branding evangelist, and I encompass all of that work that I do with my clients within the framework of my energy and the abundant mindset that I like to work with. I am first and foremost a life coach. I've got career coaching, years of it under my belt. And when I added LinkedIn strategy to the mix, it really changed everything. You'll read about it in my new best-selling book, Own Your Awesome, on LinkedIn, now available on Amazon. Oh, did I just kind of like glaze over the best-selling thing? Yeah, that was accidental. If you have been living under a rock, you may not have known that I've put out a book. It's published. I finally did the thing. Oh my God, I'm so excited. And I'm so grateful. And I promise you, there will be a whole new episode on the process, what it took, who was involved, the support, the love that came from it, the stress, the opposition that came into when it came to writing this book. But because it's out in the world and I really want to start sharing some of it, like, awesome. If you want to go buy the book, please do. It's on Amazon. But I'd also like to really start incorporating in this podcast what the work I do and how I can help you expand and elevate your presence in the world by utilizing LinkedIn. So if you're not on LinkedIn, that's okay. This may just be a fun episode for you to hear some of the value about it, how you can ultimately own your awesome on the platform, but you can actually utilize this on any platform. It is LinkedIn specific, but some of the other platforms are so similar. You can take all these nuggets with you and roll with it. If you're like, yeah, that's weird, I'm not even on social media, that's okay. You can learn to own your awesome anyway. You'll find nuggets as well. You know me, I infuse it all in there, whether it's branding, LinkedIn, or life leadership, and, you know, elevating our energy. I'm all about abundance, all about inspiration. So there's something for everyone within this episode. I went back and forth with calling it Own Your Moment Part 2 because this is another moment for me, right? This feels amazing. Like, I can now add bestseller to my LinkedIn, to my credentials, to my resume, to the work that I do. This episode feels like a part two to Own Your Moment, the episode I recorded in Hawaii. Now, if you didn't hear that, that's okay. Go back and listen. It's called Own Your Moment. And it was really about embracing those moments in our life that are just pivotal, that really change the trajectory of what we're doing and how we're doing it, and then how we're living, of course. This is another one of those moments for me, and I did record a different episode that I may put out after this as like a, I don't know, I'll keep you posted, but it really was an Own Your Moment Part 2 situation, but I really wanted to make this a little more focused on how you can own your awesome specifically on LinkedIn. And in the book, I lay out three sections, and I lay out some specific parts in each section, and all of it is based on energy. Section 1 is just called energy, section 2 is called strategy, and section 3 is abundance. And these three sections work on LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. All the, like, it's high level, it's for everyone. It even works in life. Energy we bring to life, the strategy we have for our lives or careers or business or books, whatever. And then the abundance that we expect to bring in because of it. And it's funny because when I get the testimonials back, because it's already out and I'm getting testimonials now, they're all saying, this isn't a how to do book. This is a how to be book. And it actually, crazy enough, when I went to Amazon to see what Amazon, the AI, categorized me with, this, you know, when they say, oh, whoever bought this also would like this too, the Four Agreements came up. A manifesting book came up. The Ikagi book came up. Hopefully I said that right, Christina. Ikigai. Yeah. I knew I'd say it wrong, but I'm trying. All right. So you know what I'm saying? Like these are all books about high level living, owning your passion, finding the right calling in your life. The Four Agreements. Are you kidding me? Like people also bought the Four Agreements with Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn by me. Oh my gosh. It was mind blowing. So the coolest part is we can apply all of those other type things, manifesting, abundance, passions, purposes. We can apply that to our strategy for social media because I've found we can own our awesome in life, career, and business, but if we're not sharing it with the world, is it making the impact God wants for it to make in the world, right? So we don't have a gift just for ourselves, right? Like if I was just confident and authentic and had really nice strategy and expected the most of my life, that's cool. It's probably going to serve me and my family in my house. But does it stop there? Like, no, like we were given gifts to impact the world, all of its people. Now, do I think globally people are buying Own Your Awesome? Actually, I know they are. I already have some friends that have told me, you know, from Australia and Israel that and UK, like people are buying, like they're buying the book all over the world. So already that's amazeballs. But I've used my voice, which I have thought was my gift for years. I've used my voice to live out my calling and I'm impacting people. And that's what I talk about in the book. And of course, you talk a little bit about the algorithm, talk a little bit about personal branding and connecting to people. So you're going to get all that magic too. But I put it in this perfect gift box of being. And actually, my friend Heather Monahan, who wrote the foreword, said it brilliantly when she said, "This book is not just a manual for leveraging the potential of LinkedIn. It's a rally cry for individuals to embrace their unique strengths, celebrate their achievements, and confidently present their authentic self to the professional world." I thought that line was genius. And a few of my friends did too. They were like, "Holy crap, a rally cry." And I'm like, this book is obviously a book and it's about strategy and how to be awesome on LinkedIn, but it is a rally cry for those of us who have a passion, who need to shine a light on it, who have a gift, who want to share it with the world. I don't care if you're a student, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an executive, if you are a 9-to-5er, it doesn't matter what you do, this book is for you. So of course, grab it. It's on LinkedIn. Oh, it's on Amazon. Yes, it's on LinkedIn too. But, but I want to talk a little bit about the three areas, right? So the things I dive into are energy, strategy, and abundance. Specifically for this book, the first chapter is specifically the energy of LinkedIn, right? Like energy itself has, did I say energy itself? LinkedIn. LinkedIn itself has an energy and I dive into it a little bit on page 17 and then I dive into energizing your LinkedIn, right? So that's infusing us into the platform. Talk a little bit about some fears that may come up when getting on the platform. I call it fear fabulous, but then we dive into owning our awesome and our personal brand. So the energy of LinkedIn is essentially be overdue. And that's what I bring to this book and to the world and to anybody who's looking to own their awesome on any social media site, but specifically on LinkedIn. And you can really apply it to our life. We talk a lot about intentions, our goals, and the energy we bring to the platform in this book. But you could apply that to your life as well. what are your intentions for whatever you're doing, whether it's your job, are you searching for a new job, are you trying to get promoted? If we don't know the energy and the intentions behind it, we're going to have a really hard time making it happen. It's not impossible. It's just going to be a little harder, right? So for me, it's about being proactive and doing the proactive work first before putting it out into the universe, before shining a light on it. We kind of need to know why and who is it for and who's it going to impact and what specifically am I trying to shine a light on? Because if we're trying to shine a light on everything, we know it either won't touch everything or everyone, or it actually dilutes the light, right? So if we could be a little more laser focused in life or on LinkedIn, we have a better chance of gaining momentum and collapsing time, if you will, and making this stuff speed up for ourselves. I knew when I first set out to write the book, I wasn't sure what areas I was going to focus on. I knew I needed to put strategy in to make it a good book for businesses and for career seekers. And I knew I needed to tap into results that you can get. I knew people wanted to hear about the algorithm. They're always asking me about that sassy algorithm. But let me tell you, this book outlasts the algorithm, because no matter what happens on LinkedIn, we know that algorithm changes more than most people change their underwear. And if we can outlast the algorithm, you've won. You've won the game at LinkedIn. You've won anything on social media, any platform. Outlasting the algorithm is done through personal branding and through true intentions and connections and the energy we bring to the platform. So we dive into energy, then we dive into strategy. It's a whole workbook. Part two is a legit workbook for personal branding, specifically for college students. It could be for high school students too, but I specifically wrote for college students because I speak at colleges often. I have a background as an adjunct professor and a director of admissions as well as career services. So I speak specifically to students in one section. Then we go into the entrepreneurs, the executives, and the employees. And there is a different vibe for each of you. So that middle section is about creating a personal brand, although we all have one already, and you'll read a little bit more about that in there. And each and every section for each person has a personal example of a client I've worked with. I've worked with a student, I've worked with an employee, I've worked with an executive and an entrepreneur, and they share their stories in the book. And so whichever category you fall under, or if you fall under none of those categories, but feel it's a great read anyway, because you're thinking about LinkedIn, please check it out. It's absolutely worth it. And connect with these people as well too, because they're there. They're real people connecting with everybody on LinkedIn. And so the strategy is about being present on the platform, having a presence on the platform, and then of course offering our gifts, which I call the presence on LinkedIn. So offering these gifts that we have, whether it is a Zoom call, whether it is a strategy, a course, whatever it is you have, your gift can also be your expertise in an area. So we talk a lot about strategy. And then the third section is about abundance. And just like in life, why do anything if we're not going to become abundant or give abundance to someone else for doing it? Essentially, this is doing everything with purpose. So if you want abundance, which most of us do, definitely everybody I work with, they don't come to me and say, let me give you my money so you can coach me on how to be basic. Nobody's paying somebody to become basic. We are working with people purposefully to become awesome and abundant. And so if you want to be abundant, you have to give abundantly. And I talk a lot about that with content, sharing the content, sharing, you know, value to everyone. We talk about growing on the platform, and we talk about off the platform, because you know me, I love me some networking and getting off social media and really connecting at a human level face to face is a huge part of our growth strategy. Talk about finding your people and then ultimately how to succeed on LinkedIn, because being successful on this platform and in life looks different to everyone, right? Like, we get to define what success looks like for us in life just as much as we do on LinkedIn. So this is the part where you get to figure out what success looks like for you. And the people I've worked with have defined their success in so many different ways, right? So small steps like logging on. Somebody who hasn't been on LinkedIn for a long time, their success part one may be just getting on the platform. It's been a while. And so they just want to get on after years of being off. And updating it, right? Updating your profile. I talk a lot about the profile and what it's like to attract the right people and to make it say what it is you really want to say. Having some goals, right? Like, what are your goals for the platform? We talk a lot about that. Sometimes people want to increase their reach. They want to hire people. They want to showcase their organization as like the place to be. I work a lot with human resource leaders. And so diving into their personal brand, their goals for their work and how LinkedIn can help them to achieve those goals ultimately helps them to succeed, you know, in their business, not just, or in their position within the organization, not just on the platform. But it's really up to you to define how you not only succeed on LinkedIn, but what you can even define what it means to be awesome, right? Like, I give lots of different thoughts on that throughout the podcast, but being awesome on LinkedIn is essentially being you, right? Like, that's how you're awesome. How to own your awesome, that's very specific. So grab the book for that. For me, it's essentially showing up 100% as myself, whether I'm in a pink tutu, sparkly high heels, or a messy bun and pajamas. I show up as me at all stages of the game because being completely authentic is A, my brand, but also what attracts the right people to me. So whether I'm on live video or writing content or on a Zoom call, I'm not afraid to be exactly who I am. And that's essentially how I feel I own my awesome on LinkedIn. And essentially, it's, we got to know who we are first, right? In order to do that, we need to know who we are. And I dive a little bit into that too in the strategy. So this book is for everyone. I wasn't kidding. And it is bestseller for a reason. So I want to say a few things about LinkedIn. If you're on the platform, there's all different levels, right? Like, you're on it, you're a lurker, you're dabbling, you're scrolling. That's okay. That's step one. If you're looking to elevate to like the next level, which is essentially collaborating, contributing to conversations, maybe, you know, commenting here and there, maybe sending a DM or two, that's great. We can talk about that. And the highest level is encompassing all of that, plus putting out your own content and really shining a light on your voice, putting your thoughts out into the world. There's nothing like it. If I didn't share my goals for this book, I shared about writing it. I shared about putting it out into the world, and I shared my goals on becoming a bestseller as well as impacting millions of people with this writing. And I'm so grateful that it happened and that it's happening. It's only been a couple days, and I'm just so grateful. So check it out. Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn is available on Amazon, and I cannot wait to see you with it. Please send me a selfie. I'm putting a collage together, which is so fun. Take a selfie when you get the book. Send it to me. Let me know where you are. I want to have it in every state, in every country if possible. Just like this podcast is too. So if you're looking to own your awesome on LinkedIn, I really want you to focus on three things. The energy you bring to the platform, the energy you're bringing to the platform, the strategy that you figure out and how it aligns to your goals, right? Because the strategy can't just be what everybody else is doing or what you think the gurus are doing, what the number guys are telling you. Should I do AI? Shouldn't I do AI? It's all in there. Check out the strategy. Have a strategy that aligns with your energy and the abundance that you want from the platform. Expect abundance and give it equally. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I hope this was valuable to you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the more strategic side of what I do. I love putting it out to the world, but you're always going to get the inspirational and awesome side of me too, which I think my strategy is awesome. So now you just get a little bit more of it. And if you are looking to to elevate your brand, your voice, your mission, your presence on the platform, please consider working with me. Buying this book is fantastic, so please do that, of course, first and foremost. But hop on a strategy call with me. Let's talk. I have low ticket items from auditing your profile with a quick video, giving you some tips and tricks right away, all the way up to done for you in a day. That is a new offer that I've put out that seems to be flying off the shelves, if you will. Done for you LinkedIn in one day. Ask me what it means. Let's have a conversation around it, and let's get you to own your awesome on LinkedIn. Until next time, thank you for listening. Find me on Instagram. Find me on LinkedIn. Let's continue the conversation. Continue being your awesome self, and I'll see you next week.